Small businesses generate and support almost exactly half of all jobs in America. This week on Techonomics, host Jason Middleton talks with Facebook about its support of small business owners. An updated training program can help those entrepreneurs reach more potential customers. And let's face it, Facebook could use a good vibe headline these days.
Hello and welcome back to Techonomics, and thank you for listening. If you want to share the show with friends, that's cool too. Small business is important to the American economy, and if you don't believe me, ask anybody, especially politicians.
Small business is the backbone of the American economy.
Small businesses are the backbone of this nation's economy.
That's from John Oliver's show Last Week Tonight. Now, they're on hiatus, so maybe they won't notice we borrowed it. Small business owners are getting a lot of attention from a very large business, namely Facebook.
The scale is tremendous, and you know, our customers are able to find exactly the customer that they need to find in order to grow their business.
Facebook's small business initiative is going into its seventh year. And despite the other distractions around Facebook's dealings with fake news and fake accounts, the work the company does has proven to lead to more customers for smaller businesses. Here's my chat with a leader of Facebook's small business division.
Catherine Shabby, I'm the director of small business for North America.
Some of the pre-prep, it says an estimated 4 out of every 5 new jobs in the U.S. are created by small businesses. And I know every politician of every stripe anywhere on the spectrum will tell you the same thing. It's all about jobs and small business growth. Let's jump right in, and you tell me, from your role that you've had for the last 5 or 6 years, how is Facebook addressing their needs?
Yeah, thanks, Jason, for having me. You're right. Small business is certainly something that lots of folks talk about because they are important. As you said, they are creating new jobs every year in America. You know, we've been invested in small business at Facebook for the last 6 years. And in fact, we've invested over $1 billion in making sure our small businesses can be successful on our platform and in turn create new jobs. 70 million small businesses are using our free solution of Pages. 4 out of 10 say that they're able to hire more people thanks to the growth that they've seen. And so we've been investing in small businesses. It is an incredibly worthwhile investment, and at the same time, our small businesses tell us they want to see more of us. They want deeper training, and we really feel like we can do that with our new program, Facebook Community Boost.
Yeah, we're going to jump into that in just a second, but you know what strikes me is Facebook is imminently scalable, as big as a company as it is, and what an impact it has on so many aspects of life. It's imminently scalable, isn't it? You can target for customer acquisition on a very granular level, and I guess your new program is probably addressing something along those lines. Could you describe that for us, please?
The scale is tremendous, and you know, our customers are able to find exactly the customer that they need to find in order to grow their business. This program is not simply about Facebook, though. We really feel like while we can double down on the investment in small business, we have an opportunity to do more in communities around the country and the people in those communities because, you know, we know that digital skills are at a premium. In fact, 62% of small businesses tell us that those skills are even more important than, you know, say, where you went to school. And so this program is about helping small businesses, and it's about helping people in communities with the digital skills that they need.
Let's talk a little bit about some success stories with your North American division of the small business team at Facebook. Anything pop out to you, like a good case study we might be able to dig into?
You know, we've already seen success in a program that we are partnering with Grand Circus on. Grand Circus provides tech skills to adults, and we are partnering with them to bring digital marketing skills to over 3,000 people in the Grand Rapids and Detroit area over the next 3 years. And, you know, what's so exciting about that is Grand Circus is actually placing 92% of people that graduate from their boot camp in real jobs. And that is really exciting for what we can do beyond Facebook. I'm happy to also give you another example of one of my favorite stories of a small business on Facebook. Victor Lazama is a U.S. veteran who returned home to Muskogee, Oklahoma, to start up his small business called PC Landing Zone. And it's a business that helps people with repairs on cell phones and computers and other consumer technology. And Victor has seen, you know, incredible success on Facebook, so much so that he's been able to expand to a second location. And he's also hired now, he went from 2 to 8 employees, but he hired 6 additional people. Beyond that, though, what's so inspiring about Victor is that, you know, again, we see these small businesses being leaders in our community. Victor has opened his doors to bring in other small businesses and entrepreneurs to teach them about digital skills, marketing, and how he's grown his business on Facebook so that they can do the same. So, again, you know, we're inspired by people like Victor and think that, to your point, with our scale, we can do even more there to help, you know, all businesses and people around the country.
Yeah, it sounds like Victor's kind of that amplifier effect that most, you know,
companies
try to keep things rolling, you know. I was at an F8 a few years ago, and Mark Zuckerberg stood on stage and rather famously said, "We're not a social platform, we are a mobile platform." How do you guys address mobile when it comes to small business?
We know that small businesses need to be where consumers are. And today, consumers are on mobile. I don't have to tell you that. You know, you walk up and down the street and you see people are on their mobile devices 24/7. And so businesses of all sizes need to be where customers are. And we believe that we can be the mobile solution for small businesses. And what's cool about Facebook is that you can establish your online presence on mobile really easily by creating a Facebook page. And we see 70 million small businesses doing that already. No longer do you need a huge production crew to create the right creative for your campaigns. You can actually use your mobile device to do that. And we have resources for small businesses available on our mobile studio.
Very cool. Catherine, I have to say, in an earlier answer, you mentioned that Facebook has been focusing on small business for the past 6 years. You have been at Facebook for the past 6 years. So did you help build the team that you're running right now?
I've actually just passed my 7th Facebursary, which is what we call when we celebrate a year at Facebook. Yes, we've been investing in, you know, tools, research, and teams to support our small businesses. And I've had the great honor and privilege of building a team here in Austin and actually in Chicago this year to really help expand and support our coverage of small businesses. And of course, we have a team right down the road from you in Menlo Park as well that really supports and helps our small business teams. But it's
right on. And again, Facebook is huge and it does touch so many parts of our lives and everything. Do you find that headlines about other divisions that you are not involved in a distraction for you and your team?
Look, there's a lot going on at Facebook. We're certainly bigger than we were when I started 7 years ago. And yet, at the end of the day, our mission as a company is about empowering all communities. And whether, you know, you're working within my team or you're working on, you know, something completely different, we are all really bound by the same mission and working towards that. Of course, there are things happening every single day. You can't know everything about everything, but I think if you stay focused on the mission that we all have, that's the most important thing.
Well, Catherine Shapley, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Oh, thanks, Jason. Really appreciate it.
That was Catherine Shapley. She is the Facebook Director of Small Business for North America. If you have a small biz and want to try to take it up a notch, there are links in this week's show article. Just check out kgoradio.com/techonomics. And speaking of Facebook, we have a show page there. It's facebook.com/techonomicsradio. We post the musical playlist for each week's show there, most Fridays, I'd say. Coming up after the break, a look into the post-wildfire wine region of Northern California with the author of a new book, Adventures with Old Vines.
Unfortunately, the heat of the fire was so severe, and it took out a lot of infrastructure. So it took out towns, it took out cell towers, it took out a lot of facilities. In addition, you know, it was so hot, it burned so hot, that it really had, I think, an effect on the soil.
More with wine and millennials with a Napa vineyard owner and author. This is Techonomics. I'm Jason Middleton. Please come on back.